This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. The courts and those who work in them clearly on edge. The threat of violence against judges not just hypothetical. Just ask State District Judge Judy Kusurik, who was shot in the driveway of her Austin home, a brazen murder attempt which had been preceded, get this, by a phone tip to police. Judge Kusurik was never informed of the threat against her. Why not? While we're at it, just what is being done to respond to threats against judges? Tony Plohetsky is an investigative reporter for the Austin American-Statesman. Welcome to The Standard.
Yeah, good morning.
Let me get this straight. Law enforcement knew of a threat against the judge, but they didn't tell her when she could have taken steps to protect herself?
Well, that's exactly right. The threat happened 2 to 3 weeks before the shooting, which happened on a Friday night, November 6th. There had been a threat, a phone call, to the district attorney's office here in Travis County, here in Austin, from a tipster who reported that she knew someone. She identified this man, Shimony Onyeri, as someone who was making a threat to kill a judge. The investigators looked into it. They tried to trace the origin of the threat and everything they could learn, but ultimately thought that the threat had to do with a male judge outside of Travis County, potentially in Louisiana, where this man, Shimony Onyeri, had other pending cases. So they deemed the threat not credible. They did pass the information on to officials for the Travis County Sheriff's Office. The Sheriff's Office provides courthouse security, but the Sheriff's Office did not pass it on to the judges because the threat had been deemed not credible.
I just want to be clear now. No one has actually been formally accused in this case. Is that right?
Well, no one has been formally charged. This person of interest, Shimony Onyeri, has been identified by the state as a person of interest and a suspect in the shooting.
I see.
And what he has been described to me and in court documents and in court hearings is the only person of interest in this case.
Judges in criminal cases make a lot of potential enemies over the course of their careers. How common are threats to judges in Texas?
Well, that's what we found in our story on Sunday in the Austin American-Statesman, is that it's really kind of difficult to know how often these types of threats happen. Anecdotally, they seem to happen more frequently than they're actually reported to the state. There is a legal requirement that was put in place by the legislature in 2007 that counties must report threats, any kind of judicial threat, to the State Office of Court Administration.
Is that happening?
We found that, in fact, that is likely not happening as it should be happening. And so that is one of the things that the state is looking to do now, is to sort of bolster the reporting process. And it's not just so that they have numbers. They want to use those numbers to then try to figure out whether or not more steps should be taken to protect Texas judges, not just felony judges like Julie Kusurik, but municipal judges, family law judges, county court at law judges, really any kind of judge who is presiding over any sort of case here in the state.
I notice you haven't mentioned any federal judges there. Is there some kind of distinction between what's happening with Texas judges and federal judges?
Well, in fact, there is. Federal authorities have long had very strict protocols in place, well-adopted protocols in place over many years in terms of how they handle and report threats against judges. The difference does seem to be when we're talking about state judges, county judges, local judges, less stringent protocols appear to be in place and less reporting appears to be in place for those judges.
We're just about out of time. Quickly, what then can be done? Is the state taking any additional steps?
They are. And one of the things that they are doing now is actually surveying judges across the state to find out what kind of protocols they have in place. And then potentially, again, trying to figure out exactly how many threats like this happen every year. And then using that information to go to the state, potentially the lawmakers, to get more money for funding for judicial security.
Tony Plohetsky, an investigative reporter for the Austin American-Statesman. Tony, thanks very much.
Good to see you.